have reached the Sprint voice mailbox of...
Yes, I'm calling about the car. I would like to buy it. You have it listed for $800.
I'm going to make a call on a drum set here.
Yeah, calling on your Honda you got for sale. You still got that thing for sale?
I do.
I see that it was an accident, not a big problem. I embezzled an auto body place.
I'm going to be gay. I'm going to be gay.
Be gay.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, I'm calling about your drum set.
I see you did a little bit to it, but I don't really like your setup. I think it's kind of half-assed, so I'm going to have to do something else with it.
I'm sorry, I couldn't understand you.
Whose drum set is that? Like, who played it?
Tell you what. $9,000 cash tonight, 2 a.m. Benjamin's.
Oh, I'm good, man.
You're good. $10,000, bro.
Well, the thing is, I just signed with this band, Simple Plan, and they really, like, I don't have a drum set right now, so I really need one, like, tonight. So, is there any way I can get it tonight?
Naturally aspirated Honda B18 is doing 13s. You're not going to bullshit me.
I'm not bullshitting. Do you not read the gear set that's in it?
I just want to be a part of the Honda crew, and nobody wants to sell me a damn car. You post these up on Craigslist, and you don't want to sell them. What are you doing? I'm so sick of this shit, man. I can't get a car for the life of me. I find a 95 EX with a perfect shell of some bullshit engine in it.
I'll give you $2,000 plus a 30-pack of beer and a hooker. Call me back. Please, bye. Go! Short Bus Radio. We're back. Check us out at hop on the short bus at gmail.com. We're here with them. Rod, myself, Eric.
What's up, Rod?
Steve?
Hello.
We're back with a full crew, motherfuckers. What's up? Hey, scroll up, Steve, please. Alright, guys. Short Bus Radio, we're back. We got a pretty full show planned today. We're going to call a couple people.
Yeah.
Finally, it is about, I don't know, 10:30 right now. Jeez. And we have the shit figured out.
Yeah.
Been here since about 6:30.
This is fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Computer dies. We do some, you know, sing-alongs to some songs, I guess.
Computer.
Eric's fucking busting it out on some Bone Thugs and Harmony, son.
Yeah.
Shit is legit.
Yeah, and apparently, like, whenever we actually get together to do this show, it is the worst weather anybody could imagine. Like, I'm seeing people crash on the way here.
People drive like retards.
We may have passed dead people. It was horrible.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, leaving work. Like, I get on the highway, and Steve gave me a call, like, as I'm leaving work and said, there's a traffic jam, you know, on the highway where you get on from work. So, heads up. And I'm following my buddy. We get on the highway, dude, and there's like 3 fire trucks, like full-size fire trucks, a couple of ambulances, and there's a silver Dodge truck that's on the side of the road with its tire sideways on the ground, just fucked up in the ditch.
Yeah.
There's an SUV on the other side of the highway that is equally as fucked up.
Stretchers next to it.
Not good.
Yeah, dude, and there's a bunch of firefighters, you know, pulling people out of cars, and it's just fucked up. But the highway was bad, man. I almost fucking rear-ended my body a couple times.
Those are the nights where you don't have to worry about speeding or anything like that because all the cops are occupied.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure, man. Well, there's no possible way you can speed, though.
Well, not only that, but, like, stop signs, who cares?
Yeah. Right, like, I was rolling at a good, you know, 65, 70 almost, and this fucking Durango in front of me hit its brakes, so I tapped mine. And my shit just started sliding through the other lane on the highway.
Not
I was like, holy fuck.
Not a good feeling.
But, all right, we're starting this podcast off kind of shitty, talking about cars. Who the fuck cares? How have you guys been this week? Anything funny happen?
Nothing.
Nope.
Yeah, it's exciting. Anyways, this Charlie Sheen shit, I'm sure everybody knows about it.
Yeah.
The fucking 2.5 Men canceled.
Great show. One of my top favorites. Probably in the top 3. Like South Park, Family Guy, and then this show.
Yeah, that show's literally the number 1 rated comedy on TV right now, so it's a big bummer for for not only like CBS, but
viewers,
pretty much everybody else involved with the show, because they're not getting a paycheck anymore because of this idiot.
Speaking of paychecks, Charlie Sheen was like the top paid actor in the world right now. Well, up until now with that show. This ridiculous money he was bringing in.
Yeah, man.
He burned a lot of bridges. A lot of bridges with
he's pulling some Mel Gibson shit.
Especially the producer, by the sounds of it. I got a clip here from CBSNews.com. Okay. We can take a look at it.
Do you think he even cares, though? The amount of money that he's made from the show in the past years.
I'm sure he cares.
I'll give him the benefit of the doubt, even though he's a real idiot lately. He offered to pay the people in the show like a certain amount of money that they're losing, but
the cat is still making, dude. Like, I think it was $1.5 million per an episode.
I'm sure it's more now for him about like the fame rather than the money, because he's got all he needs.
But he's spending like $200,000 a week, I'm sure, on blow.
No, dude, easy. But you know the movies that he was in, like the Major League series.
Yeah.
You know that he was in. He was talking on the Dan Patrick Show that he's open to making a fourth, fourth movie for Major League.
Yeah, but
like,
then a
little old.
Yeah, then what they talk about like. I mean, come on, Charlie.
See how old the dudes are now, you know?
The first one that came out was about 21 years ago when he was like 28.
It was 88.
Yeah. I mean, you can play the part of a professional baseball player when you're 28.
Have lightning bolts, cut into the side of your head and shit.
Nobody wants to see that today. It'd be the laughingstock of Hollywood for years to come. Anyway, I got a clip from CBS News here about the whole story. Let's check it out.
2.5 Men fans won't be tuning in for new episodes anytime soon. On Thursday, CBS and Warner Brothers officials announced that production on the hugely popular sitcom would be halted for the remainder of this primetime season, leaving the future of this show in question.
Talk more like an idiot.
Charlie Sheen's recent interviews, in which he used expletives towards 2.5 Men showrunner
on the Dan Patrick
Chuck
Show.
Moore. The statement from CBS Entertainment and Warner Brothers Television read, "Based on the totality of Charlie Sheen's statements, conduct, and condition, CBS and Warner Brothers Television have decided to discontinue production of 2.5 Men for the remainder of the season."
This guy's voice annoys me.
CBS News.
He's a puker.
For the remainder of the season, I highly doubt that they'll just kick things right back off next year.
I don't know, but it's the highest grossing TV show
today. Yeah.
How are they going to just stop it because he has a coke problem?
Well,
ABC is going to do whatever the fuck they can to keep that show on the air because that's their fucking moneymaker.
Yeah.
When I first heard about this on the radio, they said that he claims to be clean and he's taking a drug test like the next day after this happened because he swears by he's clean.
What's his problem? Coke?
It's not possible.
That shit clears out in 72 hours. You can do a line of coke and you'll be clean in 72 hours. Of course he'll take a fucking drug test. Any addict can go 3-4 days without coke, no problem.
A lot of people just can't believe that he's still alive.
I know, like, dude. How many celebrity death pools is he in?
Yeah, he's up there. Yeah.
He did drop for cocaine? What? What did you just...
No.
Never mind.
Yeah, I don't see why he's... Because a lot of people... He smokes so much blow, and he just parties with hookers for like 2-3 days in a row.
No shit.
Recreational crack smoking is good to go.
That was straight from Charlie Sheen.
What a bummer.
That dude's not only snorting coke, but he's smoking it.
Yeah.
Dude, his teeth are going to fall out, even if he can function on smoking crack, when he's not doing the show. Because if you think about it, a sitcom, how many new episodes do they put out a week? One, two?
One.
Okay, well, that's, like 6 hours of recording for them. So he's got a full week minus 6 hours to do whatever the fuck he wants. Fuck his porn stars.
I'm sure it takes more than 6 hours to record.
Dude, it's a half-hour sitcom. When you're as good as Charlie Sheen, he is good at what he does.
Yeah, but they gotta change scene.
Come on,
like,
it doesn't take 6
Okay, so at the... Oh, maybe I was wrong. 2 days of recording at the most.
Yeah, like makeup
okay,
and all that
so
bullshit.
So he's got 5 days to do whatever the fuck he wants.
But the fact is, honestly, if he dies tomorrow, like...
Nobody cares.
Like, not only will nobody be surprised, but, like, a lot of people won't even care.
Good riddance, fuckface.
It's just the fact that he's such... He has earned such a terrible reputation. It's, and, like, he's lucky that he has that show because, truthfully, he's not a comedian.
No, but he is funny on that show. That is a funny show.
That's a funny show, but the fact is he's on a script. I mean, without that show, I really don't know what he'd be doing.
Good luck there's managing no way a Denny's, douchebag. Good luck managing a Denny's, douchebag.
That's about what he'd be limited to. Do you guys know if he has a college degree at all?
Or is he just probably went to acting school or something. I mean,
oh
like,
my God, who the hell cares?
That's also true.
He was in, I don't know, like back in the day, Platoon. Like that was an 80s
Speed?
Movie.
Speed. Not Speed. What the hell was that?
That was Keanu Reeves.
How do you think, you know, one goes about, you know, approaching the porn stars that he deals with?
Hey,
is it just the fact that your name is Charlie Sheen and that you have mad Oprah money?
Yeah.
You know why? Because they get paid probably at least a minimum of $100,000 just to show up and be there at a party.
Yeah. Or is it the fact that he can, you
naked.
Know...
Oh, you know what, though? I bet you he's got
positions and moves.
He's got a front door key to the Playboy Mansion, as rich as he is and as popular as he is. I'm sure at one point he could probably pull that off.
I just am absolutely astounded at the fact that he is still alive and, like, relatively healthy to the point where
he's still... I don't even
know
if the Playboy Mansion is on his level. I think he's one step higher.
The Playboy Mansion is too classy for him, I think.
Right.
Not enough below.
The only thing he has to say to
Are
women...
Are you thinking you might want to have sex with me?
That's it. And then they're on his dick. I guarantee it. Just the money that he has. He'll hold up money and say that.
He just has to wear a name tag. Not even.
Well, people know who he is,
yeah.
Steve, you dumbass.
Just walks in a room and gets laid.
You're stupid.
Fuck you.
Anyways.
Recreational crack smoking is good to go.
It is. That's I do it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is there another news article about him?
No, I only had that one from CBS.
Okay. Well, that's a fucking end on that bit.
Yeah, we'll wrap this up. We'll be back. We'll
take a short break. Short Bus Radio. Hop on the shortbus at gmail.com. Email us with any suggestions. Tell us how much you hate us or, you know, where you listen to the show. Anything like that. Just send us an email. You can check us out on Facebook. Just search Short Bus. Short Bus is one word. That seems to be a
oh, my God. Who the hell?
I hope the people that listen to this cares.
Hit the space bar.
Hit the Short Bus Radio. Hop on the Short Bus at gmail.com. You can send us an email. Check us out on Facebook, Short Bus Radio. Twitter as well, shortbus_radio. That's where you can find us. Right now, we're going to talk to a friend of ours named Ryan, and we're going to talk about retards on the road. How you doing, Ryan?
Good. How are you guys?
We're good, man. How you been?
Just hanging in there.
That's cool.
We're about to talk about the stupid stuff that people do on the road. Like, the minuscule things that most people don't notice, but people who drive and just observe people see just the stupid, ridiculous things that people do that just piss you off. Dude, and I know, Ryan, that you've got plenty of those.
Right. I know you wanted to punch many of babies while driving your car.
And kittens. Don't forget about the kittens.
Yeah, seriously. Okay. Man.
Beer down.
Yeah, great.
It was empty.
Steve, so tonight, man, on the way here especially, it's slick as hell out on the road.
Yeah.
I mean, I literally saw this chick. Of course it was a female. I don't care what anybody says. Female drivers... suck.
The worst.
The worst. So I'm heading over here, and this chick wants to turn right into a parking lot, and she's on a little bit of a downward slope, forgets that it's winter outside, and she starts to hit her brakes as normal, and all fours are locked. But she continues to try and turn right. She does just enough turning to kick her car right up onto the sidewalk, continue through the landscaping, and hit the sign for the bar. Now, and I see this happen. I'm like, what an idiot. Like, it's just humorous to see how stupid these people can be. And then she immediately throws the car to reverse, so the lights are on. She's backing up. All the cars on the road panic and swipe it into the far lane, and she backs up. She backs right back up into the right lane. Like,
because that's the smart thing to do.
My God. I mean, that's like a stupid thing that they do, but what I want to touch on are the stupid little things. Like, okay, Ryan, I know that your wife does things that just boggle your mind. Am I right?
Women do. Ryan.
What?
Dad. Way to fucking pay attention, dick.
Stupid call. I'm paying attention. It's hard to hear you guys.
Oh, it is?
What's hard to hear? Like,
Eric's kind of echoey.
Oh.
Well, deal with it.
Dude.
I'm trying.
Listen, man. Dude, I've heard it for years from you. Your wife does things that drive you freaking AWOL, okay? Right?
Oh, man, you don't even know.
Like, one specific thing that you told me about a year ago is how you're coming up to a stop sign and you need to turn right.
Oh, no.
You don't need to come to a complete stop when you're turning right, but...
And nobody else is around.
Nobody's around. Nobody's around, and you tell me that she comes to a complete stop, look left and right.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
And you're at like a four-way stop?
Yeah.
At a four-way
what
stop
the
in
fuck?
The middle of the country. You can see both ways for 2 miles, but she still four-way stops.
There's no reason to even stop. Just blow past that bitch.
That's the stuff that...
I don't get it.
That's the stuff that just makes you mad, because when you're the guy, you don't want to be sitting shoddy no matter what. You want to be in control of that car, right, Ryan?
What's
yeah.
that?
Yeah, good. Unless you're drunk. Like, if you've had some beers, you want the woman to drive. Right, Ryan?
No, even then you drive yourself.
Yeah.
You're still a safer driver.
Yeah.
It's worth the risk.
Trust me. Unless you're absolutely drunk to where you're throwing up, then it don't matter who's driving.
Oh, Jesus.
Screw
it's about equal. So guy throwing up drunk is the same as woman driving normally.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, my God.
Not even that. Just get to the next stop sign, crack open the door, and just let a Ralph onto the road, and you're good to go.
Shit. I got a good one for you. On our way last weekend, before the snow started flying, there was a newer style Volkswagen bug in the ditch. All these people stopped to help this dude out. And we're hauling probably about 65. It's slicker than shit out. And this guy, instead of stopping and waiting for us to pass in our truck, which we're doing 65 miles an hour in, he just pulls right out in front of us into our lane and everything, and we fucking end up sideways on 131. It's just ridiculous. I wanted to stop and pound that dude a new fucking face.
I don't blame you, dude.
Man.
Don't blame
me. It's amazing. It's completely amazing what people do while they're driving, or what they're not doing, I should say.
The small stuff, like especially like when you're on a highway on ramp, that means one thing: accelerate your car.
Right.
Because all the cars on the highway are doing 80.
Yeah.
You don't want to fit your car in between two of them doing 40 miles an hour by the time you're getting onto the highway. 90. That, when I am on the on-ramp and somebody is doing that, like 35-40, I have never tailgated somebody so much. Like,
right.
My Chevy bow tie is resting on their back window. That's
dude,
how
you,
hard
you
want to
pull
tailgating
a,
them.
You want to pull a pit maneuver and just punch them in their fucking head.
Get them
oh,
out
man.
Of...
I got a whole new thing I do now. If somebody's driving ridiculously slow, I give them a bump at about 10 miles an hour faster than what they're going. I don't give a shit. I'm in a piece of shit beater. I'll bump their car all day.
So you actually put your car on their rear bumper?
Yep, I actually touched my front bumper to their rear bumper.
How many times have you done this?
I've probably done this. Oh, I just started doing this before winters. I've probably done it about 10 times already.
Jesus Christ.
Was your wife in the car with you? Because I can imagine that she would absolutely go bonkers.
God, no, dude. She'd be flipping out, having a freaking heyday.
What the fuck do people do when you actually touch the vehicle with yours? Do they, pull over? Like, oh, you just rear-ended me and I'm calling the cops? Or do they get the message?
Well, I still can't believe you even do this.
Most of the time when it happens, it's because I'm on the highway. I'll be in the left lane cruising at 80, like, freaking normal, and then you'll get Joe Blow doing 65 in front of you, and then he doesn't want to get over at all. So I just give him a little bump, tell him, hey, motherfucker, I'm right here. You better get the fuck over. I'm going to run you over.
65 miles an hour, you contact another car?
But
65 is ridiculous on the highway. If you're doing 65, you need to be shot.
Do you realize it's easy just to get into the left lane and go around?
Oh, no. No, I would be in the left lane. They would be in the left lane all
okay,
the time.
Well, I can reverse it then. It's easy to get in the right lane and go around?
No.
No,
Ryan.
That's not an option. I usually have no problem passing people. I got a left foot.
Ryan, I know you, and you are... You use the middle finger more frequently than anybody I know in my life. It doesn't matter if they're a 16-year-old person or if they're a 75-year-old lady sitting on a pillow to reach her gas pedal. You don't even keep the finger within the confines of your car. You will literally roll your window down and protrude your entire arm from the window into their face.
I will try and stick it into other people's windows if I can.
Now, Eric told us a story maybe a year ago when... You both were in Allendale about the shitty car that you drove with a $400 spoiler on the back, and there was something about you guys going in front of the Admiral gas station, and you had no brakes or using your e-brake. And I've heard this story from Eric many of times, and I want to hear your version of it because I almost piss my pants every time I fucking hear this story because it's so goddamn funny.
Yeah, so it was my second car. My mom bought it for me. I think we spent $400 on the car. I probably had $800 into a stereo system into it. You know, the $400 spoiler. Cut the muffler off. Dude, it was a Rice Master, man. I was toning everything. But I blew my tire out and got a flat tire, so the brake lines went bad, so I didn't have any brakes. Well... It just so happened that one brake on the e-brake wheels would actually work. So we're flying down M45 doing 60, and the light turns red all of a sudden, and I'm like, oh, shit, what do I do? So I drop it all the way down into water, and this thing just revs up super high, almost 7,000, I'm sure. And then all you hear is... Everybody at Admiral is standing there staring at my piece of shit car while the system's slamming louder than anything I can hear.
He just repeatedly pulls the e-brake because it sends the brakes to one back tire. So with each pull, the car is kicking sideways.
What?
And so I have my arm on the roof holding on for stability. And I look to the right, and every single person pumping gas at the gas station has their eyes locked on us because we are squealing the tire on this car in order to stop for a yellow light. And this car has rust everywhere with a $400 aluminum spoiler on this thing.
What kind of fucking car was it?
Color.
It was a 89 Oldsmobile Cutlass Sierra.
With a fucking $400 spoiler?
Yeah, I borrowed it from somebody. Well, I didn't borrow it. I got it from somebody who bought it for their car.
Silver?
And,
Ryan.
He bought a fiberglass one, and I put it on for free, so I didn't pay for it, but it was just the greatness of it.
Ryan, do you remember your Jetta?
Yes.
Do you still think that car was the shit?
No.
Thank God, fucking
no.
God. Dude, you had...
Did it cost like it was this shit? Yeah.
You had a turbo on that car, and you spoke of that car like it was goddamn Jesus himself punching you in the wiener. And that car had an exhaust leak like none other, and the fucking... If I remember right, the turbo was blown? Am I right, or is that...
I had a cracked piston. It ran too much boost, and I cracked all the pistons.
That's
so
what it was.
Really a big deal.
I remember sitting at Extreme Car Audio, and you talking like that car was the Messiah himself. And me, I don't remember who I was with, just looking at that car saying, I don't see it, man. That sounds like shit. But I don't know, dude.
Going back to the silver car, he had the spoiler on it and everything like that. And what we did was we took the stock box for the intake, removed it all. We took it all out and called it a cold air intake.
Cold air intake, man.
There was no.
Didn't you get a plastic bag stuck in that shit or something?
No, actually, I ran it over pulling out of McDonald's parking lot.
That's outstanding.
The only thing he had coming off of the throttle body for the intake was a plastic elbow. No filter, no box. We removed that because,
oh my God.
Because we thought that was like 20 horsepower to the wheels.
Wait, when you say we thought, like you were a part of this.
Him and I, yep.
You're
16 years old. And
hey, we're 16. We wanted all the bolt-ons we could get, dude.
That's not bolt-on, that's bolt-off, retard.
We were pulling.
Reduction, man.
We were pulling out of the McDonald's, and that was the only thing we had
in Allendale
for intake.
Oh my God!
We left, heard something get cracked, so we hit the brakes and we look behind us, and we see
a piece of your car,
the plastic tube broken. He goes, "Fuck, man, my cold air intake is broken."
Oh Jesus.
Dude, and there was not a red light we pulled up to, no matter what it was, if it was a Ford F-150 or a frickin' Chevy Camaro, we would throw his car into neutral with no exhaust on it and put that thing up to $7,000 and bounce it off the limiter about
three
times.
Believe you're saying we. This is a Buhlmann thing. Did you support this, Eric?
Dude, it was much...
This was an everyday thing, dude. Every day after school, we'd put $5 in the gas and go off street racing in this thing.
All right, I got... What's the least amount you've ever put in your gas tank, Ryan?
Probably $5.
Damn, son, dude. There was a couple times with me. You remember Tom? He's in the Army now. It doesn't fucking matter. Dude, there was a time that we put 67 cents of gas in the car just to get home.
Jesus.
Oh, God. You gotta do what you gotta do.
That's right, man. We were poor living in A-Town.
We literally took his...
it's rough.
We literally took his silver car all the way to Rivertown for one specific reason. To drive through the covered parking and put it up to $6,000 and set off a minimum of 6 car alarms.
No, you didn't.
Yes, man. Absolutely,
that's
didn't we?
That's $10 in gas when you don't even have a fucking exhaust.
That was the funniest thing.
That was our Friday night, man. Friday nights.
Normal people with nice cars goes to Grand Haven and shit, and, you know, we're impressing bitches. You guys go to Rivertown just to rev your shit underneath a parking ramp.
I looked like such a loser. I had no idea what I was going to do with my life at this point, except build cars and piss people off.
That was your goal, dude.
my whole life's goal is just to piss people off one person at a time, I guess. And that was definitely a way to do it very fast.
That is how we cracked the mold on that lifestyle, is that silver car. That became known throughout the town as just don't bother with them. They're just going to be assholes and swerve at you.
I can't believe this. That's shit's crazy.
That's awesome.
Jesus. But Ryan, dude, me and Ryan, I was a freshman in high school, and you, what year did you graduate? 06?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so you're ahead of me. So I'm a freshman, you're either a year or two, according to you, ahead of me. And we're in Mr. Yarnold's fucking algebra class, and both of us are stupid, so we had no idea what was going on the whole time, and listened to music. You let me borrow your Kanye West CD, and I kept that shit for maybe 6-7 months, probably. And, dude, you just getting at me, pissed off as a motherfucker. Hey, bro, where's my fucking CD? Like, dude, I'll bring it. I just kept forgetting. Dude, you got so fucking mad at me over a Kanye West CD. Stupid. I don't know. So, what...
I don't know what we're yelling about!
So, what other... endeavors have you had in vehicles since I've known you? Obviously, you and Eric have, you know, been in contact, but myself and you have not. I know you had that shitty... go ahead, by all means.
What happened?
Best one ever would be kid I used to know, Joshua Reed. I don't know if you guys know him or not, but he used to have like a 91 Escort four-door hatchback. Just regular ass car, and there's those gravel pits in Allendale, and there's just a bunch of areas where these dudes were not taking their trucks through and everything, and I just jumped in the driver's seat and I start mobbing this Escort through 4 foot freaking ditches and shit like that,
dude. I ruined it. This thing. I know exactly what you're talking about, and I ruined my 86 Chevy through that shit. Like, my truck was undrivable after I got done with that shit after one night.
I bombed an Escort through that, and the whole time, like, the car is just slamming up and down because we're going in and out of these ruts. And the whole time, we're just laughing our ass off, and then the kid I was with, Josh, he gets all scared and everything because I start heading towards a tree, and he starts freaking out just over one little tree. But me slamming his car into these giant-ass potholes ain't hurting nothing at all.
What kind of drugs were you on at the time?
And whose escort was this? I know the car only cost...
Recreational crack smoking is good to go.
And he was up actually visiting from Ohio at the time.
There's no way he made it home.
So, yeah, he drove this car all the way back home and back up again where the rear struts finally blew out in it, like came through the back part of the wall.
They literally blew through the body of the car.
Yeah, blew right through the body of the car.
Oh my god!
We had to go to a Tuffy, and they had to jack the car up so we could weld new braces in.
Jesus Christ, Ryan, where do you live now?
I live in Wayland.
You're in Michigan again.
Yeah.
You were living in Chicago for a while, right?
Indianapolis,
Illinois, Chicago. It's all the same fucking state.
It's all the same shit.
Jesus
it's not
Christ.
Michigan, that's all that matters.
Dude, the last time I seen you is when I was cutting grass for my guy, Tim.
Yeah.
And I seen you in the fucking bread factory rocking a blue DC shirt. And the first thing I thought, seeing that DC shirt, I was like, that's fucking Ryan Buhlman. I haven't seen that cat in 2 years, son. All right, well, you're in Michigan, dude. We got to hang out sometime soon, all right?
Whatever, man. Hit me up.
Alright, we're gonna fucking cut off this podcast. Hit the spacebar, bitch! Start the music. Short Bus Radio. Short Bus at... No, fuck, I fucked that one up. Hop on the shortbus at gmail.com. You can send us an email. Check us out. Our webpage is shortbusradio.podomatic.com.
shortbusradio.podomatic.com.
Check us out on Facebook, Short Bus Radio.
Twitter us,
Short Bus.
Short Bus
_ Radio.
.com.
There's no .com in that one. Let's finish this fucking podcast. I know it's only 30 35 minutes long, but yeah. I want to go to the fucking bar, dude. We've had way too many problems with this motherfucker tonight.
We've struggled through this one. Jesus. Between just trying to get the freaking music and the drops together. It took about 2 hours. We tried to get some segment with a female perspective, but the bitch turned out to be the stupidest woman I've ever encountered in my life.
What was her name? Michelle what?
Don't.
No less. Dick.
Man.
Gosh, like, be nice.
Trying to
no, fuck her, dude. It wasn't, she's stupid.
You know what? It wasn't her fault.
Yes, it
because
was.
I heard her on the phone saying, no, you guys stay downstairs. She was trying to get alone, but you kept
doesn't,
bitching at her.
Don't defy her, motherfucker. But I said, what's your name?
Huh?
She probably couldn't hear you.
But, dude, listen. I got a bad vibe right off the start because everything we told her was paused. Huh?
Yeah, dude, it just didn't start off good.
Well,
Steve, the bitch was retarded. I'm not going to judge you. If you can fuck her, do it. But don't associate with her because she's going to make you breathe out of a tube.
So, man, the past 10 years, this freaking country has been involved with the Middle East.
That's been some bullshit.
10 years, the longest war in this America's history. In this America, in America's history. Yeah. And to be honest with you, from my perspective, when you look back in 2001, this whole country was gung-ho.
Oh, dude, we just wanted to go fucking kill people.
Patriotic. Everybody had their flags out in their house.
Yep.
It was just a united United States. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Shit was going down then.
And now, like, we're still sending 19-year-old kids to go to combat.
Hello.
And that's the back page of the news now.
It's remarkable.
It's unbelievable.
If that, something has to happen, like, dramatic to even break the back page.
Right.
Yeah, and this...
And we're all three Marines, and we've been, you know, Marines for 4 years between me and Eric. You know, well, each 4 years, and Steve's going on three. So we've been a part of it, and we know what the fuck is going on and what all this bullshit entails. And to be America's longest war already, like, you know, Vietnam was a fucked up war. You know, the carnage that came out of that, like 54,000 people. You know, thank God that we haven't even come close to that number, but we're at like 6,000-7,000 motherfuckers that... I shouldn't even say that. 6,000, you know, Marines, Army, you know, personnel, just military personnel in general that have lost their lives in Iraq and Afghanistan. And for Secretary Gates to say what he did is, you know, it's... What does that mean to us, you know, that are put on the uniform and that are willing to go over there and fight for our country?
Yeah, and that was on the news Friday night, and I caught that, and, boy...
It's
for our own Secretary of Defense to say the things that he said to cadets at
West Point.
I mean, if I was a guy sitting in there listening to the Secretary of Defense tell me this, I mean, it probably wouldn't drop my morale, but it would just give me a perspective of this whole country's attitude towards this. Here it is.
Secretary Robert Gates is making headlines tonight for something he said today in a speech to the Corps of Cadets at West Point. The man in charge of the Pentagon during our two wars issued a surprisingly blunt warning against any more American wars like Iraq and Afghanistan.
In my opinion, any future defense secretary who advises the president to again send a big American land army into Asia or into the Middle East or Africa should have his head examined, as General MacArthur so delicately put it.
Gates was hired by President Bush in late 06 to take over the war effort in Iraq that started under Donald Rumsfeld. President Obama kept him on when he took office.
Now, what do you think...
He just called himself out. He said, anybody doing my job in my situation is crazy... Like, is insane.
Now,
that's nuts.
He was not the Secretary of Defense when this whole thing started.
No, he's 5 years after.
Yeah, who was that first?
Donald Rumsfeld.
Yeah. But, boy. You can just tell that he's about fed up with this.
Yeah.
Okay, truthfully, there's no end in sight.
No.
No, not at all, because we're fighting a fucking religion. There's one for
religious.
You.
Religious.
A religion. There's two in a row. A religion.
Okay.
Fuck my life. A religion.
Recreational crack smoking is good to go.
A religion.
Religious.
We're fighting.
A religious.
We're Say fighting religion. A religion. I can't do it, dude.
Okay, shut up.
No, I'm going to get this straight. We're fighting a religion. There it goes. We're fighting a religion and not an actual army. In face-to-face value,
yeah.
We're fighting an army. You know, people that don't want us there.
Yeah.
You know, people that don't agree with the values that we have. But in general, it's all about, you know, the Mujahideen and I, fuck, what's the word for it? I don't even know. They're Muslim extremists. That's what they are. And they think, in the Quran it says, you know, down with the infidels. But people like us, you know, according to the Quran, we're not infidels. You know, we're just, yeah. You know, people going about our lives. Because in the Quran it says, you know, let other religions live, you know, their life how they want to be and follow their religion and what they believe. And they take the down with the infidel, you know, aspect of it a little too serious and think that if you don't, you know, follow the Quran and if you're not, you know, Muslim, that you need to die. I agree, dude, because our unit, you know, in the next year supposedly is going to be, you know, boots on ground in a foreign country,
yeah,
fighting people that want to kill us, and our only choice is to shoot back and fuck them up, because I'll be goddamned if some fucking dude with a beard is going to stop me from coming home to see my son.
Now, here's what I just can't help but ask you guys, anybody else who says that they support the war, support trying to liberate this country, liberate this country. So the theory is to pretty much invade them and instill the beliefs and system that we run on,
right,
into a third world country who is so driven by their religion that they're willing to just strap bombs to themselves and kill.
Dude, there's no way possible that you're gonna ever you this, give it 100 years,
this will never end. That's
no,
the thing,
there's no way you're ever going to change their fucking minds on anything. It's how they were brought up for thousands of years. Look at Russia. When they were there in 72, 73 or whatnot, the fucking Afghanis kicked the Russians' asses to get them out of their country. And you know who fucking funded them with their weapons? We did. The
yeah.
United States of a fucking America.
Yeah.
And the stingers that they're using to blow down our helicopters and fuck up our Humvees are the same goddamn stingers that we gave them. What's that for fucking karma? Is that even karma? I don't know. Give them a fucking weapon and have them kill us with it.
Yeah.
That's fucking cool. That's fucking bullshit, dude. And if you've ever talked to, you know, a normal-minded, you know, Afghani person, nicest people in the world.
Yeah.
It's just the motherfucking extremists. And it sucks because three or four of them will just lay down fucking hell on a patrol of Marines. So 13, 14 guys. And we're so stupid that, you know, we don't even realize where it comes from. Not necessarily stupid. I will retract in that statement. It's confused when you get shot at, I guess. And you realize where it's coming from, but you don't know the particular point. And you'll dump 5 or 6 mags just in a general vicinity, and they're gone by then. So it's just, it's an unwinnable war because they're not fighting us face-to-face. And when someone doesn't fight us face-to-face, we can't beat them.
General Petraeus right here.
Let me state up front that I support the policy President Obama announced at West Point last week. Success in Afghanistan is necessary and attainable, but the challenges are great. As in Iraq, the situation is likely to get harder before it gets easier. Violence likely will increase initially, particularly in the spring as the weather improves.
Yeah.
Moreover, as the Afghan government, with international encouragement and assistance, moves to combat corruption and abuses of power, the result likely will be increased reporting on those problems and greater turmoil within the government as malign actors are identified and replaced. These factors and the seasonal nature of violence in Afghanistan will undoubtedly result in an increase in security incidents in the summer of 2010. It will be important, therefore, to withhold judgment on the success or failure of the strategy in Afghanistan until next December, as the president has counseled.
Now, that clip was from 2010. I mean,
early, late, mid,
probably late, like, probably
January.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
So about a year ago.
Okay.
And I mean, from that statement right there
until the one that he just made,
I heard a lot of just
far hope.
Just not sure.
Right.
Just not sure how we're going to go about this.
Yeah. That's fucking crazy, dude. When the head people in charge of our military don't know what the fuck they're doing. That's the sense that I get from it, you know? It's like, from the first clip that you played, play it again, can you? Is it up? Is it up and ready? It doesn't matter. Let me know when you get it up. But to say that, you know, for any president to want to increase, you know, troop size in Afghanistan and Iraq needs to have their fucking, you know, their head examined.
Yeah.
And why the fuck are... That says to me that he realizes that this is an unwinnable war for us.
From the way I take it, see, the problem is there's no way to just leave this war.
No, because it would look like shit. How are you going to explain that to every American in the country? People like us understand it. You accept defeat and you leave. But what's that going to say to, like, you know, my mom or my dad, someone that, you know, is completely oblivious to the inside version of, you know, like what we see?
I can tell you right now, the parents of those who have
died,
for this effort,
oh my God,
have no doubt in their mind that this is pointless. Because take it from their perspective.
I don't want to. I can't imagine that.
My son gave his life for
nothing.
What?
Yeah.
Right.
Nobody cares. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Joe walking down the street doesn't care.
To make
this
life...
isn't about fighting for freedom.
Right.
I'm so sick of hearing people say that.
Right, because Osama bin Laden, the reason we went over there first in 01 was to find him and get rid of him, basically. He's not in fucking Afghanistan. How stupid can you be? All those surrounding Middle Eastern countries that we cannot touch, if you were him, where would you be?
There.
Pakistan?
Yeah.
We're not allowed in Pakistan. We can't do anything there.
He's chilling out in Mexico. He's in Cancun.
That motherfucker is sitting on a beach drinking a Corona right now. It's stupid.
And
so,
here's another perspective. I mean, like, when you look past the war and the combat and everything like that, how much money that this war is costing this country...
Billion.
Is just astronomical. It's driving us into debt.
Oh, yeah. I mean, once that money's gone, it's gone. Like, you blow a bomb, there it goes. You've got nothing to show for it.
I mean, we're using the most technologically advanced military weapons, vehicles.
The cool shit.
I mean,
we're using cool shit.
Everything. But the fact is, we're stuck to staying on the ground, patrolling, knocking on doors,
yeah.
Because the idea is to just try and instill this good...
yeah, this big brother attitude that we're here to protect you kind of deal.
This isn't war, we're policing.
Yeah.
We are being police in this country. That's the difference that a lot of people don't really get, but, like... When we train, how do we train? We train like we're police.
Yeah.
We knock on doors. We say, hi, blah, blah, blah. Have you seen this? Have you seen this around? We're investigative military infantry.
I hate to say it, though. You know, being a Marine is an honorable thing, and it takes a big person to actually, you know, sign a contract to do it.
Or a dumb person.
No. You know what you're getting into. You know exactly.
I did, but I don't think they're... I don't. Okay.
That's awesome!
A few of the guys still don't think at all. I don't even know.
If you knew what you knew now on how Alpha Company is, would you join?
At a 2-year contract. I would do it at a 2-year contract.
I would have signed a 4-year contract that way, and in June, my ass would be out.
I guess a 4-year, yeah. But 6 years is stupid long.
And you joined 4-year GI Bill.
What's that?
And you joined a 6-year contract for your GI Bill.
I didn't join the Marines for it, but I joined my contract for it. I didn't even know there was options.
Neither did I.
Yeah.
I had no idea until I got back from boot camp.
Yeah,
I could have signed 2 years if I wanted to.
Yeah, they just said, hey, you want to join the Marines? Okay. You do this 6x4 and you'll, you know, have the GI Bill. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's not like, it didn't even sound like you had a damn option.
And then you said
this.
Are
you sure? I don't know if I'm sure.
Nice. Yeah.
What? All right, guys. You ready to fucking... Wrap this bitch up.
You got to tell your little story.
Oh, you want me to tell the story about Moose?
Yeah.
I don't want to tell the story.
I don't care what you want.
Okay. You see how he's laying now? Look directly behind you. Eric, you see my dog?
Yeah.
Laying on the couch? Okay.
Yeah.
He was sick the other day. Like, he would throw up. You know, I'd take him outside, he'd throw up, and he had really bad diarrhea.
Oh, yum.
So, I get home from work, and he's laying on my lap. Like, his head is in my lap, and all of a sudden, I smell feces. Like, huh. So, I put my hand by his butt, and it's wet. Oh, shit. He just anal glanded. So, I go and I wash my hands, and I smell my hand again. Oh no, it smells like shit. I don't think anything of it.
Yum.
So
I do it.
I take him outside. He goes shit. Diarrhea shit again. And come inside. This is like 2 o'clock in the morning.
I shit the fuck out of my pants.
I put him in his crate. We go to bed. I climb in bed. I go to sleep. Wake up in the morning and it's time to clean up a little bit. Pull up the brown blanket. And... the blanket smells like shit, and there is a pile of runny diarrhea.
Wow, hot.
In the corner of the couch, about the size of a pancake.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Oh. I start immediately...
That's awesome!
I can't believe I'm not gagging right now.
Is it, like, describe it. I mean, is it one color? Was there
it's
chunks
shit.
In it?
Dickhead,
oh,
it's
there's
brown.
All kinds of shit.
There is a... Yeah, there are many different consistencies.
Do you know what it would
fecal matter?
If you took a chocolate pudding and just smashed it on the ground,
mm-hmm.
like just that's what it looked
See,
like.
That's one of the many flavors of the rainbow shit.
Dude, it was terrible. So Alex is just getting home from the store at the time and I'm gagging like a motherfucker. I'm like, what? I can't do it. I can't do it. And she's walking in the door. She's like, what's wrong? And I point at the couch and I'm like throwing up basically at the sight of this. Because think about it. I'm sitting there and I'm petting his belly and all of a sudden I smell shit. He fucking shit in the corner of my couch while I'm petting his fucking stomach.
Did you push on him and shit came out?
I don't know. Possibly. But motherfuck. You know, I really wanted me to gag at that story, but I just can't do it on the podcast.
Oh,
I shit the fuck out of my pants. Moose shit the fuck out of his pants.
God.
Jeez.
Hold on.
Hello?
Oh, so I guess we talk on the phone on the podcast.
No, Alex, we're recording a podcast.
So that's it.
That's our show.
That's your fault.
Man, it did suck.
Alright guys, Shorebus Radio, hop on the Shorebus at gmail.com.
Hit us up, shorebusradio.podomatic.com.
You got it, son.
Facebook
check
us.
Go, Steve, I'm sorry.
That's all I needed to say.
Facebook, Shorebus Radio. And on fucking Twitter, Shorebus_radio, bitches. I think we should have a show sing-along.
California, rest in peace, Valentine. Truly.
Change the song. Something we all know. This podcast ain't ending yet.
Priestess, I'm your priest. Yeah, yeah.
That's gonna sound
horrible.
That's
all I can do. Dude, choose a song that we all know. I don't know this one.
I can't do this by...
No one's listening by this point anyway, so who fucking cares?
This is the local segment.
On your face, you big disgrace! Keeping your ass all over the place, singing, We will rock you!
I knew it.
We will rock you!
Would you still have sex with her?
Yes. You're a young man, odd man, shouting in the street, gonna take off. You big disgrace, waving your can all over the place, singing, we will rock you.
My good story though, not really.
We will rock you.
I don't know if I'm sure.
You're an old man, poor man, pleading with your eyes, gonna make you zombie someday. You got
blood on your face.
I don't big know disgrace. What you're yelling about. Put your bag into your place.
We will rock you!
Sing it!
You have a
chance! We will
rock you!
Recreational practice.
Everybody, we will
rock you!
Here comes a guitar solo, this is me!
We will
rock you!
Yeah!
That's awesome! Take it away, Eric!
Oh my god, my pussy's so wet!
I do it.
The best part of our podcast is the outro,
right?
Jeez,
listen to this banging slow fucking solo.
Would you still have sex with her?
Well, yeah.
Hit the space
bar. Bam, bitch!